snack.
And you might say, this morning I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
And I will
eat.
Mm-hmm. And when you're thirsty, you might just drink a
glass of water.
Mm-hmm. You say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
I didn't
break it.
But somebody has
broken it.
Mm-hmm. And you might ask, how much water did you
drink?
And you reply, I
drank 1 gallon.
And I have
drunk.
Mm-hmm. If the family is standing around and dinner is on the table, you say to them, won't you
sit down?
And so then they
sit down.
And they have all
sat down.
Mm-hmm. If someone has the potatoes in front of him, and you want him not to wait before he passes them, you say, just go ahead and
help yourself.
And so he went ahead and
helped himself.
Thank you. And he has already, same word,
helped himself.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to eat something, you'd say, no thank you, I don't
like it, I don't eat it.
All right.
I don't want any.
Mm-hmm. If food has been cooked and served a second time, it has been
reheated.
And then you would say, tonight we're having
leftovers.
Yeah. And you put the food in your mouth and you begin to
eat
or
chew.
And then after you chew it, you
swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Then, do you know a dish that's made out of cornmeal boiled with salt and water and eaten like a cereal?
Mush.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What is that southern food that's served for breakfast with your eggs? It's white, ground up.
If you don't eat grits, you're not a southerner.
What if it's the whole grain, not ground up?
You don't see much of that. But there's a large grits, what do they call it?
Starts with an H.
Hominy?
Mm-hmm. Is that
right?
Well,
now, when my mother said we're having hominy, that meant we were having grits.
So that doesn't mean the whole grain.
That doesn't mean, no.
Mm-hmm.
At least it didn't in Savannah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know a name for the whole grain? I don't know any other name than hominy.
I think my wife knows that. She's not listening to me. What's that?
What's right?
But I've heard, I was blessed that my grandmother had a slave who was freed, and she came to live with her, and she raised all the children, including me, and it was a blessed experience to have somebody like Fanny.
Mm.
And she'd say, we're having hominy grits for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Did you have that every day?
If you don't have grits for breakfast in the morning, and if you don't have rice, at least one meal a day, you're not a Savannian or a Southerner.
Mm-hmm. My next question was for rice, so I'm glad you just said that. If something is cooking and makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just...
It smells good.
Mm-hmm. And then the stuff you pour over pancakes is...
Syrup.
And what is the stuff that's thicker than...
Molasses.
And if you're describing the difference between the two, you would say the molasses...
is thicker.
Mm-hmm. If it's not imitation maple syrup, it's...
pure maple syrup.
Another word meaning not imitation. Gin?
Genuine, mm-hmm. 100% maple
yes.
syrup.
And sugar is now sold in packages, but wholesale it would be sold in...
sacks.
This is a word for just a large quantity. If you're
in bulk?
Yes. The sweet spread may be made of apples or grapes that you spread over toast.
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. And you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And there's a bowl of apples and a child wants one, so he says,
may I have an apple?
No, he's not polite, though. He just says,
give me an apple, or I'm taking an apple.
Yes. It wasn't these boys, so it must have been one of
those.